USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A milestone has been reached. 100,000 deaths from the coronavirus here in the U.S. 1.7 million people have been infected with the virus. The country, though, continues to reopen. Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, announced it will reopen on a limited basis in mid-July. There are growing calls to prosecute the white Minneapolis police officer who was fired after the death of George Floyd. Demonstrators called for justice. Ken Rance was on the city's police review panel.
The murder of George Floyd was the most egregious, excessive use of force that I've ever witnessed.
And former Vice President Joe Biden weighed in.
George Floyd's life matters. It mattered as much as mine. It matters as much as anyone's in this country. And at least it should have.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't gotten a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
First, the Florida Republican governor made a play for it. Now another state's chief exec hopes to lure the party convention away from North Carolina. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The planned site for the August GOP convention has been Charlotte, North Carolina, but President Trump has been criticizing its Democratic governor for being so slow to reopen the state in the face of the pandemic. Now he says he will move it if full attendance would not be guaranteed within the next few days. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia now making a push to have it come to his state. And political strategist David Johnson says his move could gain him at least some political points.
He will highlight that he was right in getting the economy going again. The skeptics were wrong. And also the political advantage as well.
Johnson was speaking to NBC News. Kemp says Georgia would be honored to safely host the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As the country slowly reopens from the coronavirus pandemic, people are pushing for less partisanship and more cooperation so the country's economy can come back quicker. With that story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
According to a new poll from the Connected Commerce Council, small business owners believe their firms will be back to business as usual within 6 months of stay-at-home rules being lifted. That's according to that new survey. As far as stay-at-home orders being lifted, Kristen Tate is with the Young Americans for Liberty Foundation, and she joins Fox News and says, we need to be working across the aisle to make sure that we can get things done as a country, both Democrats and Republicans.
Democrats should be working across the aisle with Republicans to get the economy up and running as quickly as possible, but that's just not happening in many of these states. Instead, the Democrats are just using this pandemic to grow government dependence and try to enact these massive wealth transfers from red states to blue states via bailouts. Joe Biden even said that this pandemic represents an incredible opportunity for Democrats, but I've got to tell you, I don't think that this strategy is going to be a winning one for Democrats when it comes to appealing to voters. Most Americans want to work. They want to be productive and be able to put food on the table for their own families. They don't want to sit in their homes indefinitely begging for government scraps.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.